You know, we all have our personal preferences. Take, for example, food items. A certain person has a sweet tooth. Other people, they like their curries. Others, they are more into fruits and veggies. Subhanallah. Other people, they like their laham. They like their different kinds of meats. Some prefer chicken over meat, over seafood. Subhanallah. One day, Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says in the summary of the narration that a tailor invited Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for a meal. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes with Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And as they are eating that meal, there is kaddu sharif, there's calabash in that preparation as well. And he says, I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looking for the pieces of calabash and eating those. Thereafter, since that day, I too liked to eat calabash. Subhanallah. Calabash is your ordinary veggie, and we call it kaddu sharif out of respect, out of love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he loved it. Subhanallah. Our elders, you know, they say, love forces the lover to follow the beloved. So if I don't, for example, I don't like to eat things like calabash, I should make my mindset, my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved it, so I too am going to love it. So it's all about, you know, what he wanted sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he ordered sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his commands, that my desires become subservient to that. And why not? I mean, who else am I going to follow? The so-called friends that are around me? The society that is largely immoral, immodest, and doesn't have my best interest at heart? Should I follow that? Or should I follow the one who remembered me even before I was born, over 14 centuries ago, remembered me, and inshallah ta'ala will help me on the day of judgment? Should I not follow him, obey him? Subhanallah. So make that mindset, that whatever I'm going to do in my life, whatever I'm going to say, whatever action I'm going to take, it must be in accordance to what my Allah Azza wa Jal wants from me. It must be in accordance from what my beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in, what he wants from me as well. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alihi wa sallam.